My name is Lash Hansborough. At the time of the shooting, I had just graduated in June of 1966, so that would have made me, I guess, 23. I was studying mechanical engineering. It had been my major. I remember it was a clear and sunny day. As I said, I wore my uniform. My uniform was called summer white, which is the short sleeve, all white uniform with a garrison cap and white shoes and my shoulder boards. It was about 11:45. So I did what I always do. I walked down the length of the loading dock and got down to ground level on the little street that was there and proceeded to walk toward my car, going across Waller Creek and the Alumni Center, which was much smaller then. And just as I was starting to clear the L-shaped part of the ROTC building, is when I heard what I thought was, there was a lot of construction going on the campus that summer, and there were numerous buildings had scaffoldings around them. And it sounded to me like somebody was beating with a hammer on a wooden scaffold. You know, there wasn't any sort of rhythm to it or anything. It was just an individual wham and then another wham and a pattern like that. And I, you know, like most human beings, if we hear a strange noise, we tend to try to associate with something that we understand or would expect. And so in no way did I associate it with rifle shots. So I continued on walking and continued to hear the shots. But by this time, I didn't pay any more attention to them, really, and got in my car and turned to head south on the interstate to go home. And I remember I was listening to KDBC, which is now KLBJ, and I remember hearing, and this, as far as I can tell, as I remember, was a quote that the announcer broke in to say, and the quote is, there was an unconfirmed report that someone in the University of Texas Tower was taking pot shots at students. I crossed over Town Lake and made a U-turn across on East Riverside Drive, and I headed back to the campus to see if there was anything I could do. It's probably not a real rational thing to do, but that's what I felt I should do, and I did it. And I got back, and when I tried to approach the UT campus from the east side, the police were already starting to block off the streets. And I realized that there was no way I was going to get on campus. And I have to admit, by this time, thinking that somebody was shooting a rifle, I realized I was in this white uniform, you know, and they could have probably painted a big red dot on my chest. And I was perfectly, there was a few minutes when I walked away from the ROTC building that I was in clear sight of the top of the tower. And I guess Whitman was shooting the other way. So there was a feeling of unworldliness, it just couldn't have happened. And then you turn around and say, yeah, but it did. Remember when they flashed the picture of Charles Whitman on the TV screen? I looked at it and I says, I know him. I looked at that face and the haircut and I said, I know him. I have met him. My contact with Charles Whitman, he was just a regular person. You know, he was had a flat top and was a nerdy engineering student, so to speak. I could kind of sense there was kind of a hair trigger inside of him somewhere. I knew Charlie Whitman. and not well. We just had worked some homework. And he seemed, you know, people have often asked me, if, you know, well, did he seem to be acting strange or anything? And no, he wasn't acting strange. He was, I can say this, he wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. That was my one impression. I do remember that he seemed a little bit more tense or uptight or just, you know, but there was nothing that I could have ever have picked up that would say that he was capable of doing the shooting that he did. As far as what I was feeling, it was just sort of being incredulous that this could be happening. And I wasn't scared, and I wasn't excited, and I wasn't anything else. It was just something that I knew shouldn't be happening. And by this time, I was a distant observer. I am in favor of gun control because, you know, people don't kill people. Guns kill people. And a gun is a weapon. And the only reason why somebody carries a handgun exists is to shoot a person. It to me, it's an unacceptable risk. I can't say that I have a lot of fond memories of the University of Texas Tower. I'm a proud Longhorn. I mean, I've seen that whole tower orange, and I've seen one on the side twice, but it's an emotional object for me.